This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before the episode begins, we'd like to have a few words from our sponsor, The Outbreak.
A zombie plague has infected the city, and you have to make it to the safe zone within the time limit or be consumed by the horde chasing you down.
As you walk or work out, The Outbreak will take the steps logged onto your phone or watch and turn that into power you can use to outrun and outfight the zombie horde.
You can participate alone, in teams, or against each other to see who can get to the safe zone first.
Each race has a specific story and specific rewards for completing it, like a real-life medal and shirt sent directly to your door.
So download The Outbreak on the App Store or Google Play, and at checkout, make sure you use the code PEGASUS. That's PEGASUS to save 15% on your order. If you want to support us and what we love doing, check out The Outbreak.
Now, enjoy the episode.
Recording 3A of Millennium Park. We're with Reynold again. How are you doing?
I am all right. Could I get something to drink?
I don't think we can.
Please?
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
I'll go.
You don't look so hot.
Did I ever look good?
No, but did you eat today?
No.
And you didn't drink?
We get 1 liter every 24 hours.
Why didn't you eat? I thought I told them to give you more.
They took most of it.
What? Why?
Crops died, so they allocated resources and took almost all the food from us.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry you're in this position.
I get it. You don't like me. But you don't have to be so obvious.
I am not the one doing the investigation. I just operate the machinery. I have no problem expressing the way I feel.
Then can you just answer one question for me?
Depends.
How is it out there? Is it really that bad? You guys are gonna fix it, right? Please tell me you figured out how to save people by now. The monsters are gonna die, right? You're gonna kill them? Please tell me that you're gonna fix this, because I don't want to live in a world like this. If nothing is getting better, just leave me to rot. Hey! Are you gonna answer me? Hey! 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 Answer me! Please tell me it's gonna be okay! Tell me it's worth fighting!
Whoa! What's wrong? Doctor?
Nothing. The patient is fine.
He doesn't seem fine.
Fine. I'm fine.
Here, I got you a glass.
Thanks.
Are we ready to start?
Yes.
Alright. So last we left off, we were talking about your fight with Krissa.
It wasn't a fight.
Whatever you say. But she was unhappy about your relationship with Victoria.
Yes.
Did she escalate that conflict any further?
I guess. We sort of talked about it again right before I got arrested.
Is that right?
Memory cued.
I had just gotten back from work. I stayed late in the cafeteria. I had reorganized the rations and put them in the safes.
Safes?
Yeah. There were safes and armed guards stationed around to protect the supplies after the lockdown started. There were guards everywhere after that.
At this time, curfew is in effect. All unauthorized personnel must stay in their living quarters until morning.
Hey, Ren, let me in.
Chris? Where are you?
Behind the tent. Come on, before someone sees.
Holy shit, what are you doing? Why are you not in your tent?
My tent is boring and I was out anyway. Look, that doesn't matter. I need to...
Wait, hold on. You were out? What does that mean? Like outside of the camp? Again? Why?
I was exploring.
You know you're not supposed to leave the camp, right? It's curfew. You should be in your tent.
I know.
You could get shot if they saw you.
I know, but Ren, I'm trying to tell you.
Were you with your friends? Did they make you go out? Chris, I understand that you want to leave, but things are different now.
Ren, shut up.
You could die, and it's because of your dumbass friends who want to go out and risk your life? For what? Adventure? Having fun? I'm sorry, but those people are bad for you.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me about being friends with people who are bad for you.
Oh my god. Don't compare those people to Victoria. It's different.
Different? Are you hearing yourself right now? You sound fucking brainwashed.
Those people are risking your life. Lucas, that's his name, right? Do you think he cares about you at all? Or the other one with the fucking orange hair? Or the girl with tires in her ears? Do you think they care about you at all? They're just fucking using you.
I can't believe you. Victoria's playing you like a fucking fiddle and you can't see that. She isn't good for you, and we both know it.
Ugh, get over yourself. Stop being jealous. Nothing is happening.
What? Jealous? Whatever. This isn't why I came here.
Then why'd you come?
You're being hunted.
What? By Victoria? I really think she's
Shut
trying to-
Shut the fuck up about Victoria! It's the guards. They are going to arrest you for Richard's death. You need to get out of here. I can get you out of the camp. We'll figure something out, but you need to leave now.
What? Why? How do you know that?
I heard the guards talking as I was sneaking back in. I don't want them taking you, Ren. You need to go, now.
That makes no sense. I don't get it.
Please, Ren, come with me. They have to be behind this.
It's not them.
Whose side are you on anymore?
I'm still on your side. But I'm giving her a chance, and you should too.
Ren, we have no time. You have
Reynolds James, can you please step out of your tent?
No.
Just give me a sec. Go.
Ren, I'm not...
Hey, whatever happens... I'll see you in the stars. Remember?
How could I forget?
What happened next?
I didn't let them in.
But they came in anyway?
Yep. They thought I was a murderer.
Why you?
Someone reported seeing me at the med building around the same time it happened. They weren't risking having any suspects still walking around, so they took anyone they thought might be guilty.
Where did you go?
A makeshift jail. They kept threatening me on the way there, saying I was going to be locked up for a long time.
So how'd you get out?
Victoria.
Reynolds James?
Yes?
You are free to go.
What did you...
I just confirmed your alibi.
But I was...
In your tent with me, right?
I was...
They couldn't match you to the time and place of the death. How could you have been at the med building if I saw you in your tent when the murder took place?
Thank you.
I just want justice for that poor person that was taken from us, and I cannot have an innocent man be put away for a crime he did not commit.
Get out of here.
Thank you. And thank you for keeping us safe. I'm sure your job can't be easy right now.
Well, that was easy.
The getting out part, sure.
What happened while you were there?
I don't really remember.
You don't?
I was brought into a cell and then interrogated, but I don't really remember anything else.
I have a memory cued.
It won't help you. Please.
Was it that bad?
You tell me.
Let's skip it.
Whatever you say.
Do you want to listen to it? Do you want me to relive it? I was there for a week and a half. Do you want the whole thing or just the highlights?
I am just trying to work for the betterment of society, and this could be used as a good piece of evidence in the story of the compound.
Evidence for what? I thought you were examining history, not a crime.
We still need proof that what we're reporting happened.
Isn't all of this evidence then? And what about me?
You are a prisoner.
What about my fucking mental state?
If I'm being completely frank with you, Reynolds, I don't really care.
Enough! Reynolds, when was the next time you spoke to Victoria? Did you discuss the interrogation?
Not really. We had bigger things to talk about.
When was this?
The next day.
Hello?
Hi.
We just wanted to check up on you since last night was pretty intense.
We?
Oh, sorry. This is my friend Juliet.
Hi.
Hey. And, thanks for checking in. I got the day off because they felt bad for me, I think.
That's nice. But you're all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Good. Well, I just wanted to check up on you. I'll see you...
Wait. Can I ask you a question? Sorry, Juliet.
No, that's fine. Yeah, sure.
Could you hear me? Or, like, what they were saying in there?
I heard some screaming. Was that you?
No, that was them. I was accused because of an anonymous tip they got. And when that led them nowhere, they assumed I got fucked up by the water at some point and that it made me snap and kill him.
You were touched by the ichor?
The what?
I've heard it called that once. Blood of the gods. The storm.
Yeah. I wasn't touched by the rain. The mall kept us out of it, but I guess the guards figured I might have been without knowing or something.
They know you're from the mall?
I told them I was from Dayton, so they knew I was by the mall for the first month. I didn't ever tell them I was actually inside, though.
I told them, but I assumed they wouldn't think much of it.
You did?
I did. You didn't?
No, I lied. I just told them I was from Chicago.
Huh. That doesn't seem like the smart thing to do.
I almost lied, too. So it's fine. I'm sure it's fine, really.
I just didn't want to make myself a target.
Me either. But I guess that didn't work.
We're all targets now. How's Krista?
I don't know. I haven't seen her since... a while. Before I got taken in.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she just... I think she needs some space.
We all need to start sticking together. If this happened to you, it could happen to us.
Possibly.
Yeah, I just think she needs to learn more.
What do you mean?
I just think she needs to figure out what is important. Her priorities. You get it, I assume.
Of course. Some people learn quicker than others. We all grow at different rates.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot from the past.
I think we all do.
For us, it's become something of worship.
Vic. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you care about Krista?
Victoria, please.
Do you think you're going to be with her for the rest of your life?
Whoa, why are you...
I'm asking you this because I think it's time you know. She won't be with you for much longer. So why do you still want to protect her?
What? Victoria, I think it's time for you to leave. Please, get out.
He's right. We should go. I really don't think now is the
best
time.
She is weighing you down. You can be so much more if you forget her. I can show you that there's nothing with her. She is nothing.
Get out now.
I can show you. She will be nothing.
Please, you don't have to.
Leave now.
I can see the future.
What?
She is going to leave this world. And I know how and when. So there's no point in trying to keep her around.
Bullshit.
What was it? Oh, yes. Those final words. See you in the stars.
No. Just get out.
I will be the one to show you the truth. You are the one who has what I need. I am trying to show you what you are missing. I am trying to prove to you that I am the one. Can you not see that yet, old man? You are so pathetic. I know who you are, and I know what this is. I have played your games, and I have won now. Give me what I need, or I will destroy your kingdom!
You have no idea who I am.
Fine then. Keep this charade going. I will exhaust you.
Let him be for now. It can wait.
Are you questioning me?
No, I'm afraid if we continue, he'll shut us out. He isn't ready yet.
Fine. And Reynold, the more you resist... the more you will lose. Every star has to die one day.
What the fuck was that?
It was all my fault.
She saw the future?
If I didn't let her in.
What do you mean?
She grabbed my hand. It was all I could see.
What was?
Chris's last words. I was holding her and she'd been shot.
By you?
No, it wasn't me, you fucking cunt!
What else did you see? Reynold? Reynold, answer me. Subject's unresponsive. Let's take a break. Get him out of here. That was eventful.
She had a prowess.
She's dead, though. It doesn't help us.
It might. Do you think they're connected?
It can't be a coincidence. We need to be sure. We have to follow this story to the end. Nothing is certain.
Well, it seems as if the victim, Victoria Marsh, has a stage 2 prowess. From what we understand and hear, she can view and force visions into other people's minds. Victoria states that they are the future, but that is yet to be determined. Also, there's a minor note that the Millennium Park guards may have broken violations regarding prisoner treatment, but that isn't our problem to fix.
We're on the right track. See? We didn't need the mall at all.
Like you said, we aren't out of the woods yet. Concluding recording 3A from Millennium.